Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The most common cause of peripheral arterial disease, a circulatory problem that prevents the flow of blood to the extremities, is atherosclerosis. In atherosclerosis, fatty deposits or plaques build up along the body's artery walls and obstruct the flow of blood. The walls of arteries become hard and thick and lose their elasticity. Atherosclerosis is a progressive disease that may start in childhood. It is commonly thought as affecting the heart, but it can affect arteries anywhere in the body. When it affects the arteries that supply blood to the heart muscle, it can cause severe chest pain, known as angina. Atherosclerosis can also cause heart attacks or coronary artery disease. When it occurs in the arteries in the neck and the brain, it can cause a stroke. And when it occurs in the arteries to the limbs, it causes PAD. Poor circulation can also blunt sensation to heat and cold, making you susceptible to damage from both burns and freezing. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.